take anything ever from you ever.
And there was other things. You made me totally forget what I was doing. Thanks, Brack. And so did you.
What else?
Did you fight a bear?
No.
There are mini bears.
I'll explain another story later.
They're chipmunks. They're about this big, and they work in groups to carry off whole boxes of Ritz crackers.
Literally.
They were going with another group, and one of their packs got raided. And they lost 4-pack boxes of Ritz crackers to about 12 or 13 chipmunks. It was funny. It was funny watching. Like they said, watch our packs. We'll be right back. And I just sat there and watched their packs be raided by chipmunks.
I was just sitting there, and I was too lazy to get up and go scare them off.
But there were a couple rocks. But it was there was. There was another crew that had an encounter with a bear, but they didn't really. Yeah, nothing really happened. But no, I did not have to fight a bear. We saw a lot of deer. We saw some turkeys.
Saw a kangaroo.
Yeah, we saw a kangaroo.
What? Kangaroo.
Otherwise known as a jackrabbit.
Looked like a kangaroo.
The squirrels were fat.
That
they were. Yeah, those ones.
All right, Gimby, you can.
Yeah.
All right. To answer Michael's question about the bear, we did not see a bear.
But bears know kung fu.
Yeah.
Bears and mountain lions know kung fu, and over fighting over a human carcass, they will go into mortal combat.
What level of game was this?
15.
All right. Well, one night we were in a staff camp called Cypher's Mine. We were the last group to get in, so we get the last site. And this last site,
last group to get in.
Yeah. This last site, there up the hill, there was a bear that was spotted.
Oh boy.
And we were like, "Whoa, we get the campsite that had the bear spotted. Why did we get this one?"
Because we came in dead last every day.
Almost, yes.
Because somebody decided to walk really, really slow downhill. I wonder who that was. John.
Talking about.
Okay, what else?
And let's see. We went to Crooked Creek. Yes, there was a staff camp called Crooked Creek. Brett didn't get to go with it.
I was there at Crooked Creek.
Yeah, you,
yeah, he missed Cypher's Mine at the top of Mount Phillips, which was really, really cold.
And windy.
And evil.
Well, a Crooked Creek, there's a homesteading spot.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, even going back downhill, Phillips Hill is still uphill. Yeah,
Well, it's Crooked Creek, it was a homesteading.
They had a cow.
Yeah, they had a cow, and me and Alex got to milk it. It was pretty fun. And I got to... What?
You got to or you had to?
No, we got to. It's the program.
Now, I can't see you going, oh boy, I'm going
to
milk a cow.
I'm going to milk the ball.
Brett had to do this.
I didn't know.
Brett had to do
dishes. No, we were just staying camp because we didn't want to milk the cow.
No, because you had to do dishes and I was too tired of carrying the water back from the camp ahead of that.
Yeah,
but it was pretty fun. The food was gross.
Oh, yeah.
Besides that,
that's the best that we ate.
I heard that beef jerky was pretty good.
No,
the pumican in Alberta was.
No, it wasn't.
The Alberta
was. They're lying to you.
Yeah,
horribly. Every
in
night
a ball
there was a rock
the
at my hip. Every night.
That sounded very encouraging,
yeah,
Don.
Every night there was a rock at my hip. Jacob would climb it out so there was a rock right where
I was. He's hiding
right there.
If you're not on level ground, you'll end up at the bottom of your tent.
Yeah, or
in
on
ball.
Top of the person.
Yeah.
And there was maybe that much a foot in between you and your sleeping partner.
Oh boy, it was great fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Being next to Jacob after eating about 4 pounds of squeezed jalapeno cheese.
You didn't want to wake their head up.
I was at the top of the hill, and the people at the bottom of the hill.
But other, it is a lot of fun. Yes, we did have to hang our food and smellable clothing. Where's Matt? Or he already leave.
He's around here somewhere.
His wardrobe was...
Looking at one of those pictures, y'all probably should have put him in a bear bag.
Well, he did not take a shower until we got back to base camp.
Yeah,
that was very funny.
We had cheese bottles, which you did was you folded it in half and bit it from the middle so you could get cheese out. You didn't want to make two piece trash or else you'd be sent to hell immediately.
Yeah, pass that around.
So, Alex, what can you tell us about your experience at Philmont?
They've said a lot of things I've already said. I disagree with the food thing. Some of it was bad, but... The best dinner was Chuck Wagon dinner, where after, was it ninth?
Boys, let's listen.
It was our ninth day on the shed.
Our ninth? Hang on a second.
Yeah.
On our ninth day, we had their Chuck Wagon dinner, which is... Yeah, it was beef stew and...
Pound cake.
And
peaches.
And peaches.
I had seven.
You had seven?
We had seven.
Seven. Because it was so good.
I'm surprised they didn't ask you to sunk the pot.
It
yeah.
was so good.
Where's
Nobody
Matt?
Knows.
Matt!
Matt!
Is Matt hiding in there?
Nobody knows. Follow your nose. Alec.
He said that was his high point. Yeah. Tell us about that.
What?
The horses. Tell us about the horses.
Oh, the horses. I forgot what that was. on the last day, was the 10th day, John? 11th day? It was toward the end.
Yeah, exactly.
We did
the 9th day. The 10th day on April 1st. Yeah.
Oh. We did the horseback riding, and that was a lot of fun. And what about it? I mean...
Yeah, we rode horseback.
Yeah.
Vince conquered his fear.
Horses scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, he did.
I had a horse named Chuckles.
Chuckles?
He really liked Chuckles a lot.
Did y'all have horses that just didn't want to go anywhere, just wanted to eat?
No, actually mine didn't. Just one time. But that's because we were stopping. They liked to pee, though. One had to stop and pee. About a dozen more had to pee.
Yeah.
Well, they were drinking their water like they were supposed to. Okay, Brett?
Okay.
The belt.
Explain the belts, Brett.
They're belts.
Real leather.
We bought them at the time, Traders.
It's the trading post.
Tell us about this. I hear there's not too many places to pick one of those up.
You can't buy these.
What is that?
It's the Arrowhead.
It's the Philmont Arrowhead Award.
Yeah,
you have to do a couple of things, Gimpy. Got curved on the award. The one is you have to finish a Philmont planned itinerary without medical.
If you have a medical excuse, then it's okay.
He got to stay at base camp for a day. Can you imagine? There's Matt. Matt's gonna tell a story about clothes. We had to do 3 hours of on a conservation project, and that was kind of fun.
I don't know.
You don't know? What don't you know, Alex?
The conservation thing was like totally boring.
Project we had brush.
It's called meadow restoration.
Yeah, meadow restoration. And they had already cut down some trees and trimmed up some limbs off some trees. And we had to go with limb lopers and small saws and big saws and cut this brush up into inch long pieces. And you're talking piles
of brush. Large.
It was for 3 hours. We didn't get it finished. But for 3 hours we did that.
You can attend opening campfire and closing campfire.
No, we didn't have to attend closing campfire. It was an option.
Wasn't it closing?
It was just opening.
Didn't we have to attend closing campfire to get the arrow?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sure. Or did we miss out? Did I miss out?
No.
We're not there yet. Hold on.
I skipped completely to the time.
So anyways, closing campfire. They had a couple skits. They had a couple skits. One of them was a camper comes in and he's really tired because he's been carrying his pack all day. Then he lays his pack down and he's laying there for a minute or two, and then he gets sunburned and he wakes back up and he's like, oh, sunburn. So he starts rubbing his sunscreen on.
And he's very sunscreen.
Berry. I smell so good I could eat myself. And he's rubbing it all over himself, and then he falls back asleep. And then like a little while later, you hear some voices in there. A bear walks in, but it's a guy, and he's got a sign on his chest, and it just says bear. And he comes walking in from one side, and he's like, rrr. And he comes walking over, and he wakes the guy up, and the guy's like, ah! And he's running away from him, kind of backing away, running away. And another one comes in from the other side, and it says mountain lion. And he's walking in, and he's like, and he's like, scared the guy, and he passes out. And they start fighting over who gets to eat him. So they like take their signs off and they put their hair up and they like,
and then the
mortal
kung fu fighting
yeah.
Came
Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat, go!
And
then,
what level was this one on?
This was closing campfire.
Yeah, this was closing campfire. And then the camper woke back up and he was standing around and he puts his hair up and then he chases down the mountain lion, karate chops him, and he chases down the bear, karate chops him, and he's dancing around with their headbands in his hands, and it was funny.
Tell him about the song.
They had a song, and they took Homebound.
Homeward Bound. That's how many cards from.
Yeah, and then they changed it to Homebound. Home, where the food's not powder. Home, where you get hot showers. Home, where there's electric power. Home, silently waiting for me.
Okay, what was it you wanted, Matt, to talk about clothes?
Yes, Matt, talk
clothes?
About your smellable clothes.
And how much
smellable
there was of it.
Yeah, we had this saying where, like, any odor-producing object that you took on the trip with you had to go in these bags called bear bags, which you had to hang up on a rope between two trees.
So that
if any bears or mountain lions did smell them, they'd go over there and they'd stay away from your campsite and they couldn't actually get into them because they're so high up off the ground. Well, if you ever got food, like, on your clothes,
like me.
That had to go up in the bear bag.
Yet again?
So by the end of the trip,
about the first 3 days.
Okay, at least by the... shut up, John. Like, all my pants, half my shirts, both my socks,
your hat,
all my hat, my rain jacket, all that, excluding my sleeping clothes, all had to go up in the bear bag. So by the end of the trip, I had my own bear bag.
It was yours and mine.
He well, mostly mine.
Yeah,
there
we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
and then, do I have to tell the cheese story?
Yes, I'm passing that one around earlier.
Part of our food was we'd get crackers and we'd get these little packets of squeezable cheese. Well, they showed us a trick. If you bend it in half and bite a hole in the middle, it makes it easier to use and easier to clean up.
And you don't
well,
have to make 2 feet.
Exactly. Well, we had cheddar cheese and we had jalapeno cheese. Well, the jalapeno cheese, they had little chunks of jalapenos, which I didn't really know about. And so I'm squeezing the cheese out and it gets stuck by a piece of jalapeno, and I'm like, why the hell is it not coming out? So I'm squeezing it and looking out, and it goes, boom! And so that's how maybe half of my clothes became smellable, including my hat.
At this time, I was leaning on his back. We were leaning against each other, so we didn't have to lay down in the dirt or lean against trees or anything.
So I just sort of sat there for a moment. I was sitting across from Matt Peterson, and he looks at me and goes, oh, my God. And so everybody gets their cameras out. And
So. Anything else?
Yeah.
If it's not coming out, don't force it.
Do we have any questions? Maybe you have something else.
Hey, we had an argument that, you know, bears can be organized.
Oh, this is one.
Yeah, so we had an experiment, and
we organized bear mats
in. We took me and a couple other guys, got together, and we lifted one of the lighter guys and had him so he could touch the bear bag.
Because bear bags were supposed to be up far enough that your tallest member couldn't jump and get to them.
It must have been you.
Yeah. So anyways, so we said, couldn't the bears be organized? And our
ranger goes,
no, they can't do that. So a little while later, he was up on the top of the hill where we were staying, and our bear bag was down at the bottom. So we picked up the little guy and got him so he could touch the bear bag, and he was kind of hanging on it for a little bit. And then we took him down, and Brett got the picture. He'll pass that around. and it was then I found a shirt a little while later, and it has all these bears, and they're stacked up in the pyramid formation, and one of them's reaching up to grab the bear bag, and you see this guy, and he's holding a light, kind of looking at them all, and they're all like, ah! It's like, bears can be organized.
Cool.
Explain the pants that you guys, the Indian reservation.
Oh, okay, so before we got even to the,
Philmont,
we stopped by an Indian reservation, and there was this Indian, the Native American, gotta be politically correct, he was walking by, and he was yelling, he kind of yelled at us, he's like, hey, are you the boss? And he pointed at me, and I was like, no, that's Matt, because I remember Matt still used to be the
spiel,
and Matt was like, no, it's not me, it's Breck, because we'd been throwing water and stuff into the, or rocks into the water, which is their drinking water, so we thought he was yelling at us, so we were passing the buck around to Breck finally, and Breck was like, yeah, what? And the Indian guy ends up throwing some pants over to him, and he's like, here, you can have those pants, man. And Breck, like, looks at him, and they came up to about here on Breck, and Breck is like, hey, Vince, these will fit you better. And I was like, wow, those fit pretty nice. And then the Indian guy was like, you can have those pants, man. And I was like, yeah, okay, great. You can have those pants, man. Great.
And then he's about the backpack.
Yeah, then he was like, you guys have backpacks?
He owns your backpack.
We have backpacks. He's like, you don't have my backpack. You need my backpack. We have our own backpack. No, it's not my backpack. You need my backpack. No, we're fine. Thanks.
So after, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, yeah, man. How you doing? You can have those pants, man. He did that about like 15 times. Yeah. Then there was another Indian guy, and he was making jewelry. He was making jewelry and stuff, and he was like, yeah, I can make this in about 5 minutes, but I'm going to sell it to you guys for about $50. Ha ha. And he was like, thinking about it for a second, and he goes, maybe I shouldn't be drinking on the job.
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. Anybody else have
anything? Anybody have any questions?
Oh, tell them about when you put bareback on Justin's head.
Oh. Yeah, Vince, where are those pants?
We kind of left them in the
hostel. Yeah, we left them at the hostel because we didn't trust him too much.
Why?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh,
if you met
this
Indian,
Justin, our leader guy, was standing underneath, just trying to tie up the oops bag, which was kind of like your medication, or mostly all Breck's medication. First aid kit was in the oops bag and it weighed about 20 pounds. So Justin was trying to tie it up so he could pull it up, and I was slowly lowering the actual bear bag onto his head, and it was sitting on his head to begin with, and then it started lowering it more, and
he's like,
if you get those off my head now, please. But it was too much for one person to usually pick up on your own. But then me and another guy figured out we could just tie it around our waists and run it up.
Oops, I ran too far.
Yeah, then it goes too far and the whole bear bag and everything comes flying over, and then you have to rethrow it up and try over again.
That didn't happen. And you have
to make sure that nothing's broken.
And these
No, not really. We didn't.
We saw more snakes at John's house than we did that thing.
Yeah,
two. We saw one down there, and that was at fish camp. And fish camp was where Wade Phillips, which was the founder of Philmont, it used to be called Philmonte. Philmonte means mountain owned by the Phillips. And we went to his summer home, which is called the Villa Philmonte, and that's where he went for the summer and had parties during the summer. And also, he went out, they had a fish camp, they had a fishing lodge where he'd go, and he would stay for maybe a week with his family and his friends, and they would go out fishing or hunting, and we went through a tour of that, and then on our way to where we went rock climbing, where we met up with Bryke here.
I'll tell my story.
Yeah, we'll tell you that story later. We went to the hunting lodge where he would go out, or and a bunch of hunters would stay, and they would go out and hunt hogs, bears, lions, mountain lions, cougars, and all that.
Anything that was detrimental to human life.
Yes, and they would go fishing through there. The Villa Philmonte,
we went into their hunting room that they had down there. Wade Phillips, if you were one of his friends and did not have any hunting gear, he had a full room of guns and hunting equipment where he could fit you up where you would be ready to go hunting.
And if you didn't get anything, he could also supply you with a hide so that you could go back home and feel bad about your hunting skills or feel good about your bad hunting skills. That's what I meant to say. And then there was one picture. There's one of the Phillips left alive. He's Choke Phillips.
And this week.
He goes by every now and again to the Scout Ranch.
That's one thing Wade Phillips said, called the Scout. BSA.
So Phillips had to be able to stop by whenever they wanted.
And it has to be a working cattle ranch.
Well, anyways, there's a picture, and it had Chope and a bunch of other guys and his dad and a bunch of other their family members and everything. And the guy who was giving us the tour said, I had Chope stop by the other day, and he named all the people and all the horses. And I looked at him kind of funny and said, how do you know he's just not lying to you? And then, this horse is named Jim, and he's Phil, and Joe Bob, and the rest of them are all Jim. He was like,
Vince, how old is Schultz now?
80 something.
88.
Oh, wow.
And he still rides horse in some of the camps
and spends the night. And also in the Villa Fomonte, where that picture was that Vince was talking about, they had a card table. And when it was built, they had a party that lasted
2 weeks.
And the men went down there and they carved their initials into the card table. And now they have a blanket covering the card table, hiding those names. We think that Genevieve Phillips, Wade Phillips' wife,
didn't like it,
so she threw the cover over on the card table. And I guess I'll let Brett explain the piano that he played.
It was
15,000.
Yeah. 15,000. Yeah. 15,000.
Yeah.
15 grand.
No, it was
150,000. Yeah. Okay.
How much?
150,000.
Yeah. It was a very expensive piano that Brett got to play.
And it was like a famous piano because it was like one of the first
ones.
More
than a grand.
What?
More than a grand.
Oh yeah.
So what did you play on?
Chopstick.
I heard you had a
what was that, the clown song?
And then he took his money back.
I took my penny back because he couldn't finish the song.
It was a never-ending song, John. It just keeps going and going.
You can play a different
song. Okay. Now for my story, because I didn't go on the whole trail because...
You tripped.
You
couldn't tie your shoes right.
Whatever!
Let him talk.
Okay. We're on the way to Clear Creek. And we're like 2 miles away, and there's a rock in the middle of the trail, and I would step up over it, and I kicked it almost, and trying to catch my balance, and rolled it. So they checked it at Clear Creek, and then they told me to come back in the morning, and after that they sent me to went on because it wasn't any better. And then they went on, and I went, I took a ride around, and I saw a lot of the camps that they didn't get to see, like Bobian and Crater Lake.
Bobian wasn't very nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's got a lot of cattle and stuff. But car ride was like, one minute you're here with a seatbelt, and the next you're about up here, over and on the other side of the seat, and bouncing around. And so... they brought me to Health Lodge, and I went through the Health Lodge stuff, and they gave me 80,000 milligrams of ibuprofen.
Which he took all of.
That's all?
But anyway, they shipped me back out to Cimarron Cedo, the next camp, and that's where they met up with me, but it was about 10 o'clock. And I just hung out. I got to eat lunch with them. I had burritos instead of trail food. And
you eat a little longer.
Yeah. I was sitting around, and they let me be on staff there. They they let me do porch talk, you know, tell them what they can and can't do, you know, the campers what they can and can't do and stuff.
Tell them and you got to
yell. Yeah. They thought I was old enough, and while I was in base camp, the guy called me sir. He said, sir, can I get that for you? Because I was limping with my track pole.
Now you know why we called him Gimpy.
Yeah, and I said, no. When they got there, because they got there around 6, and when they got there, yeah, they're always, we're all always the last ones in. But once we were, you know, settled in, these two guys were running by. And I said, stop running. And they said, yes, sir.
With a beard like yours.
And then they kind of pick their speed up, yeah. And Brett turns around and he's like, I said, stop running. And then they booked it out of there. They're like, ah, get out of here.
I guess some of you all are wondering how we washed our clothes on the trail.
I didn't. Well, now that you mention it, how did you wash your clothes on the trail?
All right, well, they had these big wash tubs. And then they had the washboard. At Cimarron Cito, where Bright stayed, we had to give them a personal item to hold on to while we had the wash tub and the washboard. And we washed our own clothes with the washboard in the wash tub. It was a very long time.
How does that feel like?
My hands did it,
though,
did he?
Nope. Well, it was still considered
a long time. My hands, when I got done washing two pairs of socks each, liners and heavy socks, in a pair of pants, my hands were whiter than my fill tan, which was a dirt tan. And I felt really goofy.
Why do they call it a dirt tan?
Because it is a dirt tan.
Because you're covered in so much dirt, you think you have a tan, then you get back to base camp and you shower and it all goes away. And you're like, dang it! And on that note, I would like to announce, I was the only person in our entire crew that did not shower for 12 straight days.
Thanks for sharing.
And I didn't stink any more than the other ones who did take showers. So what is that? What is that?
And how would we know that?
Ask them.
Because we didn't really smell you.
Matt was in the
he was in the back of the line.
Behind me, they didn't say I stunk.
They were polite.
Mr. Lattice, Mr. Goodwin, do y'all have any stories y'all would like to share on some of the boys' misadventures?
Dad, tell them about the cave. The cave tour.
My tour?
Yeah.
They left us in the dark. Well, we did find out that we really didn't need bear bags. We found out that we could possibly have gotten away with just setting our shoes and socks and lying around a tent. Because many bears wouldn't come near our shoes. They would get about 4 feet from them and turn around and run. So we did find out we could have substituted our shoes and socks for a bear bag if we'd wanted to about the fifth day. Walking at the end of the line, you couldn't tell who was stinking, but it was not fun on the backside. Don and I were usually several feet behind the boys, several feet behind them. Matt is the one who had the most fall downs, I think. He beat me by one. Me and Breck by one. Oh, you and Breck kind of tied because he fell coming down there.
Yeah, but I fell like 20 feet down.
Yeah, he slid 20 feet down into a ditch on his back.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that one.
And I get down the ditch and you're like, give us the backpack. Did you order
it? It had the food in it.
I wouldn't have given it up, man.
The trails, some of the trails were
rocky.
All of them were rocky. I'd say there was more rock on the trail than there was just dirt. I mean, a lot of them was like walking on riprap, like they put around ditches and things, and it was all loose and it was rolling. And some of it, places where Matt went down with the backpack, it was little fine gravel on a rock, and there was no flat surface at all. So it was really hard to get across. It was only one step, but you could lose it. And the same thing happened where I went down. I stepped down, I was a little close to the edge, and it was that fine gravel, and my foot went out under me, and I went down. And of course, you can see I took it. Knee looked a whole lot better. I did it like the second day. But, my camera went bouncing down the mountain, so we had to go get it.
My shoe got caught on a root, and I tore the root out of the ground. I had the backpack on also. So it was probably the same spot that I was running through. My shoe got caught. I tore the root out of the ground and only ended up getting slightly cut.
How big was the root?
Love those visuals.
So there was a lot. There was a lot of little things. The boys had a lot of fun. The rock climbing. John got to milk a cow.
How was that, John?
It's very weird. And feed the cow too.
Yeah, and feed the cow. They did that.
It was a cow.
Well, I will say at 4 o'clock in the morning, I think Don will attest to this. There were so many stars in the sky. The moon wasn't even out, but there's still enough stars shining that you could walk around almost like it was a full moon. Just from the stars. They were brilliant, but you had to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3:30 or sometime way after the sun went down. And it was just astronomical, many of the stars that you could see. It's beautiful.
What about the fires that y'all were able to see from, 50 miles out?
I never really did see the fires.
We did have two forest fires that shut down North Country and South Country. So all the crews that were coming in were rerouted through into the central part of the ranch,
which is where we were
on the way in. Instead of 3 or 4 crews per camp, we had maybe 10 to 15 crews per camp.
Yeah, it got a little crowded at some of the crews. The fire that was to the south of us, was our third day was a long hike, the 10 miles.
Yeah, third day.
Third day, we had a 10-mile hike up over Yada Valley, and it was uphill all the way, and we had enough smoke being sucked into that valley that it made it a little bit hard to breathe. You could tell it with the lack of oxygen at that altitude and smoke in the air. It did make it a little tough to breathe, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Until we were almost all the way up before it ever cleared up on us. And you'll see it if we get some of the pictures back that Don and I took, you'll be able to see it. You just don't have the visibility because of the smoke. It was almost like the humidity we have here. And, we had some days that were rough. There was a day at Carson Meadow when they first flared up real bad. They held us in the middle of a meadow that was hot, it was dry, but they kept all the crews right there because they weren't sure where they were going to evacuate us or let us go on. And then after they let us go on, for the next couple of days, every camp we went to, we'd find out they shut the one down we just left. So we were really lucky our itinerary didn't get changed around.
Mm-hmm.
Really lucky. And it got pretty crowded. Some of the others were really upset because their itineraries just really got ruined. They had to go from rugged to strenuous. And
how many miles did you put in?
54?
55, closer to 60.
I believe that coming down to the time. We did do 65 that day, didn't we?
I thought it originally was 58.
Yeah, it was in the upper 50s, 60s, something like that. Not exactly sure how they measure those.
Wait,
I think they measured in a straight line rather than the 6 days and half days. Because
we never thought we'd get back to base camp on the last day.
So like a dry canteen trail.
Yeah, we were all, of course,
back, all the way through the trip.
You ever saw base camp going by? It's like 5 base camp, ground, high base camp, back, high base camp.
We could see it all afternoon and couldn't get to it. Third.
For the record, this is a mini bear.
Come on, Don.
They attack in platoon.
They have
B-42 bombers.
They
don't know war.
Hey, boy. Let's give Don some floor time here.
Let Don talk to him.
I guess the best thing I can say, or some of the things I can say, is obviously from the stories you're hearing, we had a lot of fun. It's all about the people, the guys you were with, the crews, things like that. We were definitely challenged. There were days when we were up on top of the mountains and sucking air, as they called it, because it wasn't there. The thin air affected all of us. We could have done a lot better preparation, conditioning, things like that. The crews worked together real well. It was interesting from my standpoint because Jim and I, we were responsible for bringing these guys back. So we had to look at things a little bit differently, bring them back safely and in one piece, not in splints and bones and casts and those kind of things. But watching the guys work together was very interesting. some of the older leaders, like Breck, and some of them had been around for a while, and Matt, and they weren't the crew leaders, so they had to take a secondary position. They had to be followers for a bit, and it was different for them. And to watch the personalities interact and the different things that were going on, we had different little scenarios every day. And when you live with a group of 11 people in tents for 11 days, it's like a little family. And little families have squabbles and bickering and a little nitpicking here and there. And everything went well, though. You'd finish the end of the day, you'd go to bed laughing, and you'd wake up and you'd start over and go on. Before we got there, we were able to stop in Santa Fe for a couple hours, which is really a beautiful little city, and tour around there. So there were some additional things we did. The Indian reservation was pretty neat that we visited. Philmont is 137,000 acres, the big place. And it was amazing the organization that they had to get these crews going. They would start 30 crews. That's 12 people, maximum of 12. It was usually 10, 11, or 12. They would start 30 crews out every day. They would have 30 crews come back in every day. I'm not sure about Sunday. But the organization of this camp was just phenomenal. And if you can picture this, a crew would start out, they may have 20 or 30 or 40 different itineraries, possible itineraries. And you're hiking with your 40 or 50 pound pack every day through rugged terrain, and you're going to a spot, in a lot of cases, to spend the night that's as big as Crooked Creek here in Kentucky, with the activities and the staff and the amount of people working at this place. I think it was nearly 1,000 people that work at Philmont, which is more people that live in the city of Cimarron, which is the biggest city around there. The packaged food that we would carry, we picked up at commissaries two different times in addition to base camp. Philmont uses more packaged food than any other organization in the country except the U.S. Army. They're second to the U.S. Army in prepared, dried, packaged food. It's just incredible the job they do. The other thing that impressed me, in addition to our guys, the challenges that they met and the physical challenges, the emotional challenges, all those kind of things, most of the staff that work at Philmont are scouts or ex-scouts that are there because they love it so much. It's so beautiful. It's unbelievable. But they go there and they work in these camps, and they have the close of the period, and they reenact the things that are there, and they talk in character, and they explain the facilities, and they help do the programs and everything else. And it's really impressive. It's just first class people there running these things from beginning to end. If any of you guys are thinking about doing something, this is one of the three high adventure treks that they have in scouting: Sea Base, Philmont, and Northern Tier. Any of the three are just phenomenal. There's no better advertisement for doing these things than listen to the stories that the guys have. I had one moment when I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I walked out to the middle of our little campfire, and I stood there and I just looked up, and there were these ponderosa pines that are shooting up into the sky, and I looked up and it was like the trees were decorated with Christmas lights. It was just awesome. And every turn you'd make on the trail, whether you were going up a mountain or into a valley, or you could stand in one spot, and if the sun changed, the view would change from just one spectacular view to another. It was just so impressive. It was a trip of a lifetime, like they say. Yeah. It's true. It is true. Do it if you can. The end of my story.
Thanks, Don.
I got one right here. The best thing that was out there at Philmont was when you got back and you could talk about Pilot to Bombardiers to the people who were coming in. Like, the Pilot to Bombardier is basically a wooden box over a hole with a board coming out of the middle like so, with two openings on each side. One guy would sit over here, one guy would sit on the other side. You'd kind of sit back to back. Hence Pilot to Bombardier.
This is out in the open.
Yeah, there's no walls or anything.
Those are toilets.
Yeah.
The red roof in?
Yeah, actually, those weren't red roofs. No. But anyway, it was great when we were at our dinner that we'd gotten back for. Everybody else was leaving the next day, and we could just come in, and it was like,
all our food's in different sections. Oh, would you look at that? And the people were holding their trays and they're kind of looking at it like, are you crazy? what have you been doing? Like, hiding under a rock on a mountain for 10 days?
Jim, I do have a complete dinner I brought back.
You have a complete
dinner from Philmont. Oh. Some other prepackaged food that is soon to be in all the pictures back from the other night.
Yep.
We'll have the boys prepare one of our excellent meals.
That'd be good. How did it compare to the meals you were eating at our winter campout? When you were testing the dry goods, when y'all were doing the hikes, was it?
It would have been much better if they went to the Mountain House brand that we had. Yeah. Mashed potatoes and cream of beer with vegetable medley mixed in the same pot did not work very well together.
I heard one night y'all hooked up with a Texas crew and you were able to split your cooking.
Yeah, we split so you could dinner items and we fixed one and they fixed one. And that was a pretty good meal that night.
It was chicken and rice and macaroni and cheese.
That was pretty good. You can imagine chicken and rice soup cooked with macaroni and cheese in the same pot.
Does anybody want to tell how you had to clean your pot?
We went over something.
Where you drank it?
Yeah, we went over
something. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, you got a bareback story?
Okay. The last night at the Chuck Wagon, I had successfully not had any of my clothes in the bareback the whole trip. 7 days. We're at the Chuck Wagon. We have beef stew, and this is like manna. This is like manna, real meat. You can chew the beef, you can taste the beef. I mean, this was wonderful. And all our utensils for the whole trip consisted of a bowl and a spoon. That's all we had the whole trip. That's what we ate out of when we cooked. So I'm sitting there with the Chuck Wagon at the Chuck Wagon dinner with my beef stew, and I have my spoon, and something slipped. The bowl of beef stew flipped over, landed on the ground, right side up. I lost very little of my beef stew, except I had it on my shoes, my pants, my shirt, my jacket, and my hat. In one 5 second mistake, that night, all of my clothes went into the bear bag.
Oh, God.
When you had to drink the pot, you had to drink the water.
Something.
Yeah. Did you have to do that so when Chuck Bears?
So this stuff wouldn't build up, and then it wouldn't create such a large smell, and then animals would come and get their paws.
That's why we had to
even more this way.
Did y'all explain it before I had this on?
Probably.
Why don't you explain it again real quick?
Let's go over something again, please.
No, you guys can do it.
Frank, you can do it. I gotta go use my
rock. Go over something.
Something. All right, you got your bowl, and you get your food in there, and you get to eat it all up nice. And then you find out you have more food, and they're like, here, eat more food, and you're like, it's cold now, and they're like, eat it, and you got to eat all your food. So then all the food's gone, you got all the crud left in your bowl, well, you don't really have a dishwasher. So you got to, like, sit there and scrape out as much as you can with your spoon. Then you put some water in there, and you put your finger around, and you get everything you can until it looks mostly clean.
Wait a minute, stop right there. And the finger hasn't been washed in 4 days.
And the finger hasn't been washed, and it's brown with dirt, and so you're mixing dirt and food together, and it's, you know. Then that's smearing on the white walls, and you're like, dang it, and you got to get that. And then you got to take your bowl, and you got to drink all the nice water down. And then, if you're lucky enough, you got to clean up after supper. So you take the big metal pot, and you do the same thing, except you use your hand, and then you got, like, that much water in the big old pot, and you go, right, you got to drink the entire water down with all the food. And then you got to try not to throw up, because if you threw up, you had to collect all your throw up, put it in a bag, and carry it with you the rest of the trip.
That's lovely. No wonder y'all frequented the Red Roof Inns.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we got to explain our other restroom concept besides going to
dig
the bath.
Dig a hole.
Yeah, I did that twice. That was
good. It was a quarter of a mile off the trail, which was kind of a hard thing to find.
Yes.
Quarter of a mile off the trail from everything. Dig a hole about 3 feet down and then bury it. All
right, and there was also our other concept. It was called finding a rock.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to fish on trees because then, like, the animals would come and get the salt out of it, and they would chew the tree to death. So you had to fish on rocks.
Because you can't kill a rock.
Unfortunately.
You set out on a destination to kill every single rock?
By the end of the trip, I set out a destination. I sent out a death warrant on every rock at Philmont. I was going to kill every rock because they caused
me so much. And then immediately after he set out on this goal, he was finished because they were already dead to begin.
Exactly. Evil rocks.
And keep hydrated. Our concept was we had to be clear and copious, which is our urine had to be as clear as your water that you were drinking in. And as much as you've been drinking in, we had to drink, our ranger told us to drink one of these an hour.
Which we did.
Which was a lot.
Which I didn't do.
I did.
Well, the boys at summer camp had that same little assignment, didn't you?
He made me drink a half gallon in like 5 minutes. I drank a half gallon.
We had to drink
3 days later, I still had to go like every 20 minutes.
I did about that.
We did that. He went to bed 2 nights later.
Maybe. I can't remember.
So, guys, if you had to do it again, would you go again?
Not for another 2 years. Okay, give me a rest.
Okay.
How horrible it was.
Yeah.
Philmont? I don't remember. Let me go.